9 people have been arrested during random checks around Phuket town. A team from the Phuket City Police set up a checkpoint on Thursday night on Patlin Road in Phuket town to enforce traffic rules and conduct random alcohol breath tests. 88 drivers had alcohol breath tests. 9 of them were found over the alcohol limit. So that's 1 in 10 of the drivers checked were over the legal alcohol limit, an astonishingly high number if you extrapolate that across the island. All were taken to the Phuket City Police Station to face legal action. Former Thai PM Yingluck Shinawat has spoken for the first time since she fled Thailand nearly 10 months ago, saying thank you to her supporters for their birthday wishes. Yingluck, who remained immensely popular among red shirt supporters, despite her exile, said her influential brother, ex-premier Thaksin Shinawat, also treated her to 2 meals on the occasion of her 51st birthday. The former PM did not mention the verdict or her whereabouts. She only noted that she's grateful for messages the fans have sent her, even though she's away from her homeland. And speaking of Thai Prime Ministers, Thailand's current Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha is being featured on the cover of Time magazine's Asia edition for the start of July. The cover carries the headline, Democrat Dictator, which path will Thailand's Prayut Chan-o-cha choose? The article has been penned by Charlie Campbell, the Beijing correspondent for Time. The analytical article is mostly about the current political situation in Thailand under the junta and remarks from Prayut explaining why the coup was necessary. A team of officials led by the Provincial Police Region 8 Police have conducted drug and alcohol tests in a campaign at the new Phuket bus terminal in Rasadar. They conducted drug tests on 80 drivers, including bus drivers and taxi motorbike drivers at the bus terminal. 2 of the motorbike taxi drivers were found with marijuana in their bloodstream. No bus drivers tested positive to drugs or tested positive to alcohol. Police have revived an investigation into the 2012 fatal robbery of a 17-year-old boy whose killer was executed earlier this week in a bid to track down the killer's alleged accomplice. Police say the move was in response to a request from the victim's parents, not because of rumours on social media that suggested the executed convict might have been a scapegoat. The head of the Muang Trang police station says we're now going to try to arrest his alleged accomplice 6 years ago. Danode Sukmak was fatally stabbed 24 times in a robbery at a public park in Trang province. Tirasak, the man executed last Monday, was convicted of the crime and sentenced to death. Following the execution of Tirasak, Danude's parents petitioned the Trang police chief to go after Tirasak's alleged accomplice. And pressure from foreign leaders for Thai democratisation and elections are nothing new for the junta chief during his visit to London this week, but his choice of a designer scarf captured more public attention than his diplomatic meetings with his UK counterpart Theresa May. Netizens are accusing Prayut of hypocrisy, alluding to his nationalistic campaign earlier this year. Prayut was pictured in the British capital on Thursday wearing a Louis Vuitton scarf in black to match expensive-looking sunglasses and a vest. Some commentators were sarcastic, saying the scarf, which displayed the distinctive Louis Vuitton logo and reportedly cost more than 20,000 baht, was nice, but suggested he perhaps borrowed it from a friend. We've also got a feature video called How Do You Solve a Problem Like Plastics? Soy Dog Foundation Are Going Green. A sad story about a pet dog leading a family to a missing boy in Songkhla. And an article saying that Thais don't have enough savings, especially Gen Y and Gen X. All that and a whole lot more at thetiger.com. That's THAIGER.